I don't believe it. Kurt Stevens is in the Odyssey Public Library.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
And in the reference book section, no less. I wish I had my camera. What are you doing?
A little research.
Research? You mean you're actually doing homework for school?
Shh! Keep it down, young lady.
Sorry. You're doing homework?
It's not really homework, but it's definitely for school.
A video. I wish I had a video to get this.
You're funny, Lucy. Don't you have some coloring books to check out?
What are you researching?
I'm trying to find the phone number for a school book publisher. This book is supposed to have them all.
Why in the world do you need a school book publisher's number? All right, what'd you do? Ruin one of your books?
No.
Then what?
You're a little Miss Nosy today.
I know you, Kurt. You're up to something.
All I want to do is call the Macadamian Publishing Company and have them send me a math book. See? It's nothing to write an article about.
But you hate math. Why would you want a math book?
To make me a better student. There's a number. Oh, good. It's toll free.
Kurt.
What?
This is another one of your schemes. What are you doing?
Okay. It's not a normal textbook. I want the teacher's edition.
The teacher's edition?
Shh.
Why do you want the teacher's edition?
Because it has all the answers in it. With the teacher's edition, I'll never get another wrong answer in math again.
What?
Shh.
Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to enter a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. It's not news to anyone that trouble seems to be Kurt Stevens' middle name. But on today's Adventure in Odyssey, Lucy's going to discover one of the reasons why Kurt gets himself into so many messes. And we'll get started right after this.
The stories we hear help shape who we are. The right stories teach us to be brave, to be kind to others, to be godly people. So let your kids hear stories that will build their faith with an Adventures in Odyssey Club membership. Your family will get access to over 1,000 faith-building episodes, including club exclusives. Try a membership free for 14 days to see if it's right for your family. Go to adventuresinodyssey.com to start your free trial. That's adventuresinodyssey.com.
And now, Kurt's Adventure in Odyssey.
They even have phones here. Boy, I love the library.
This is wrong, Kurt. Besides, there's got to be a catch. You can't just call up a publisher and ask them to send you the teacher's edition of a textbook. It isn't that easy. It can't be.
I won't know unless I try.
Don't you need to put some money in?
It's toll-free. Boy, I love modern technology. Not only will I get all the answers for math, I don't have to pay for the call.
Kurt, it's cheating to get the answers like this.
Hello? I'd like to speak with someone about getting a textbook, the teacher's edition. Thank you. They're putting me through.
They're putting me on.
Hello? Yes, educational sales? I'd like to order the name of my school, Odyssey Middle School. Uh-huh, I'll hold.
Don't do this, Kurt.
This is why I didn't want to tell you. Fuss, fuss, fuss. Hello? Oh, the sales representative for my district isn't in.
Too bad.
Sure, that'd be great. She's gonna take my order anyway.
Doesn't she know you're a kid?
I think she thinks I'm a teacher's assistant. Yes, I'm here. It's the teacher's edition for The Fundamentals of Math by Malcolm Driptwich.
Don't do this, Kurt.
My name is Kurt Stevens. Stevens.
Are you crazy?
No, don't send it to the school. It would be more convenient if I got it somewhere else. Where? Hold on. Lucy, can I send it to your house? I'll let you use it if you say yes.
No, absolutely not. I don't want any part of this.
Oh, come on, Lucy. Don't be a stick in the mud.
Forget it. I don't know why I'm standing around here anyway. Goodbye.
Lucy! Hello? Yeah, I'm right here. Send it to my home address, please. Right. Kurt Stevens, 561 Potter's Park, Odyssey. Phone number is 555-2157. How much will this cost? Free? Complimentary copy because the school uses the text. Of course. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's it! No more math homework! This might be the best idea I've ever had. Now all I've got to do is tell my dad. Dad, what are you doing home?
They put me on the swing shift.
Oh. Do you want something to eat? I could fix us a couple of sandwiches.
I had to clean my own glass.
Huh?
I had to clean my own glass. We didn't get the dishes done last night. How many times do I have to tell you?
I forgot. I'm sorry.
I work hard for this place. The least you can do is keep it straightened up. How many times do I have to say it?
You're right. I'm sorry. I just forgot.
You sure did.
Dad?
Huh?
I have a package coming within a couple of days, okay? I just wanted to let you know.
Package? What kind of package?
A book, that's all.
What's it cost?
Nothing. It's a complimentary copy. It doesn't cost anything.
Better not. I don't have money to throw away on books.
I know. But this one will help me get straight A's in math.
I thought you were making sandwiches.
Straight A's, Dad.
Yeah, good. Straight A's. Just don't put too much mayonnaise on it.
Yeah. Okay, Dad.
Hi, Lucy. What'll it be?
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. A glass of milk, please.
One milk coming right up.
Mr. Whittaker, have you ever known someone who never learns from his mistakes, no matter how many times he makes them?
Oh, I know a lot of people like that, myself included. Now, is this a hypothetical question, or are you thinking of someone in particular?
Kurt.
Oh. Here's your milk.
Thank you. He's up to another one of his crazy schemes. I've never known somebody to work so hard to get out of work.
Well, what's his big plan this time?
He called a textbook publisher to send in the teacher's edition to his math book, so he'll never have to do homework again. And they're going to do it.
The publisher is going to mail him the book? They said that?
I guess. I mean, he gave them his address and they said they'd take care of it.
Oh, well, do you know what company it is?
He said it. It's the name of a nut.
A nut? You mean macadamia?
Yes.
Oh no.
What's so funny?
Well, Macadamia Publishing is a subsidiary. That is, it's owned by Universal Press.
Universal Press? Isn't that your company, Mr. Whittaker?
Yes, it is. And they don't mail those editions, Lucy. A salesman brings it personally. It's one of the ways they stay in touch with their customers.
But Kurt told him to send it to his house. You mean his salesman is going to show up there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my words exactly.
I wonder how he'll explain it.
Oh, I'm sure he'll think of something. Kurt's pretty resourceful that way.
Oh, boy. Why does he do this to himself?
That's hard to guess.
Mr. Whittaker?
Hmm?
Do you think I should warn him?
Well, I thought you might ask that.
I mean, he's my friend. Maybe if I warn him, he'll call the publisher back and drop this whole scheme.
Yeah, maybe so.
You think?
Well, he could learn a lesson from getting caught, or he might learn one from a narrow escape.
Not Kurt. He never learns. But I still think I should let him know. May I use your phone book? I don't know his number.
Well, of course you may. There you go.
Thanks. Stevens. There are a bunch of Stevens in here. Do you know his dad's first name?
No, I don't. In fact, I know very little about Kurt's family.
Come to think of it, neither do I. You know, I don't think I've ever been to his house.
Really? Well, that surprises me.
Yeah. Kurt always meets me here, or at school, or at my house. And any time I ever asked about going to his house, he had an excuse why we couldn't. I still don't know which one of these numbers is Kurt's. What should I do?
Well, I doubt the salesman will show up so late this afternoon. You can tell him in school tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to.
Mm-hmm.
school. The one you just came running from. Where else?
I was looking for you. I didn't even see you in the cafeteria.
I had to spend lunch trying to explain to Mrs. Higgins why my report on Charles Dickens sounded a lot like the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Kurt, listen. Your math book idea is going to get you in big trouble.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you say about everything I do.
This is different. The publisher isn't going to mail this book to you. They send out salespeople.
What? How do you know?
Mr. Whitaker told me.
Mr. Whitaker?
Macadamia Publishing is owned by Universal Press, Mr. Whitaker's company. Believe me, Kurt, a salesman is going to deliver that book.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I gotta get home.
Kurt, wait for me.
Keys, where are my keys?
Kurt!
Lucy, you shouldn't have followed me.
Why not?
It's kind of... Well, never mind. I have to go in now.
Potter's Park. It's a nice neighborhood.
It's a trailer park, Lucy. I'll see you later, okay?
Can't I come in?
No.
Why not?
You just can't, that's all.
You come over to my house all the time.
That's different.
Kurt, what's the big secret? We're supposed to be friends, and I've never been in your house.
So? I'm friends with Mr. Whitaker, and I've never been in his house. Look, Lucy, I have to call that publisher before they send that salesman out. If my dad finds out, he'll...
He'll what?
Dad, did we wake you up?
No, I was up. Who's this?
Lucy.
I was up because some book salesman came pounding on the door. Said you had a package for a teacher named Kurt Stevens. Just what kind of game are you playing?
I just wanted to
get in the house, boy.
But, Dad, I just...
Get in here. I want to have a word with you.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye, Linda.
Lucy. Oh, boy.
Today's adventure in Odyssey will continue right after this.
In Adventures in Odyssey's album 78, at face value, no one is who they seem to be.
Do you know Chris Metcalf?
I don't think so.
She's leveled some very serious accusations against you.
You're kidding.
You're a con artist? I was a different person back then.
What?
Yeah.
I still want to hear about this kidnapping charge.
I only kidnapped my mom.
What?
It's my job as a teacher to take a middle-of-the-road approach.
Well, you know what they say about the middle of the road.
No, what?
It's a great place to get hit by a car.
Huh. Keep your ears wide open to album 78 at face value. Now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, coming soon to CD and download. Find out more at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
And now, back to the adventure.
Come in.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Connie said to come up. Am I bothering you?
Oh, no. Come on in. I was just working on a new program for the Imagination Station. Sit down.
This is a nice office you have.
Thank you.
Really nice.
Well, thank you again. But you didn't come in here to talk about my office. What's on your mind?
Kurt.
Again? What's he done now?
Nothing. I mean, I haven't seen him all week. Not since he got in trouble with his dad for pulling that math book trick.
Well, maybe he's on restriction. Don't you see him at school?
Sort of.
Sort of?
He's always by himself. And whenever I try to talk to him, he takes off. I can't figure it out.
Well, maybe he's embarrassed because you saw him get in trouble.
I've seen him get in trouble before.
With teachers. But this time it was his father. That carries a little more weight.
Yeah, that's what bothers me.
Oh, what do you mean?
Something about his dad, about his whole home life. It just doesn't seem right. He didn't want me to go into his house. And where is his mom? He never talks about her, never acts like he even has one. And when his dad came to the door, well, I don't know.
Lucy, you need to spell out what you're saying. I don't understand what your concern is. Maybe Kurt's just private about some things.
His dad didn't act normal, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, what do you mean, normal?
Well, it was like he was having some trouble seeing me. And some of his words were, I don't know, sloppy.
You mean slurred?
Yeah. I mean, I expected Kurt to get in trouble and everything. But the way his dad talked to him and the way Kurt's been acting lately, well, it made me think... I'm afraid of what I thought.
Lucy, you need to be careful about this. You're speculating on some dangerous things.
I know, Mr. Whitaker. But couldn't we just check it out?
Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to take a drive out to Kurt's house and pay him a visit. Maybe all he needs is some assurance from you that whatever has happened, you're still his friend.
Okay.
And if it's something else, well, it might be a good idea for me to meet Kurt's parents. I don't think anyone's home.
Should we go?
No, wait.
Something I can do for you.
Well, I'm John Whitaker from town.
Oh, yeah. You own that kid shop that Kurt likes so much.
Yeah.
I've been past it. And who are you?
I'm Lucy. Don't you remember?
Should I?
Well, I was here a week ago. I'm a friend of Kurt's. We met.
Oh, yeah. Sure. How could I forget? Especially since Kurt never has his friends around. Can't figure it. Why don't you come on in? No sense talking out here on the porch.
Actually, we were wondering if Kurt's here.
He's not in any sort of trouble, is he? That boy, he's got a mischievous streak. Comes from his mother's side of the family, I think.
Oh, he's not in any trouble. We just haven't seen him all week and thought maybe we'd stop by.
Good of you to try, but he's not here. He got up early this morning to go fishing at Trickle Lake. Does it every Saturday. I should have gone with him, but I'm working nights, you see, and machine work at the Holman factory, and I need to get some sleep.
Well, I understand. Sorry if we woke you.
No trouble. Come back again sometime when I can be a proper host.
Well, thank you. Maybe we will. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
That was weird, Mr. Whitaker. He was like a completely different person, and he didn't even remember me.
Huh, it is curious. But it makes sense if what I'm thinking is correct.
What are you thinking?
Oh, it'll have to wait. Let's go find Kurt.
Here, fishy, fishy, fishy. Time for a nice lunch of rubber worms. Come and get it.
Ouch!
Who's there?
It's me, Lucy. I got my jacket snagged on a branch. Oh, never mind. I'm free.
Lucy, what are you doing here?
Getting lost in the woods trying to find you, that's what. I didn't realize Trickle Lake had so many fishing ponds.
They're easy to find when you use the path.
What path?
The big one right over there.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I found you. That's what counts.
Counts for what?
Well... I haven't seen you all week. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been around.
Uh-huh. Did you catch any fish yet?
Nope. Maybe if I put ketchup on the worms.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What are you doing here? Really?
I was looking for you. I wanted to talk to you about what happened at your house last week. With your father, because of the math book.
Oh, that. I forgot about that.
Why don't I believe you?
You should have gone home when I told you to. You weren't supposed to see my, what happened?
What happened?
He just yelled at me a lot.
That's all? I mean, he doesn't hit you or anything like that, does he?
No way. He just yells and falls over the furniture.
Falls over the furniture?
Look, what do you want to know, Lucy? You're digging for something.
I want to know about you, Kurt. We're friends, remember?
Friends, sure.
Aren't we?
We are. Go ahead. Ask me anything.
What's wrong with your dad?
There's nothing wrong with my dad. He likes to drink a little. A lot. My dad's an alcoholic, okay? He won't admit it, but he is.
Why didn't you ever say anything?
It's just... nobody's business. I can handle it.
What about your mom?
What about her?
Does she handle it too?
I don't know. She left us when I was little. That's probably why my dad started drinking.
You don't know where your mom is?
Nope. She never let us know.
That's sad.
No, it isn't.
I think it is.
Then stop thinking, okay? It's not sad. It just is. See? This is why I didn't want anyone to come to my house. This is why I didn't want anyone to ever know. I don't want people feeling sorry for me, saying, oh, there goes poor Kurt. His mother left him and his dad drinks. It's embarrassing enough.
I didn't mean anything.
I know you didn't. But what happened last week was my worst nightmare come true. All my life I was afraid it would happen. You came over to my house and you saw my dad, and now you know. You didn't tell anyone, did you?
No. Well...
I knew it! I knew it! You talked to someone! I should just pack up and leave town now! Who was it? Who?
It was me.
Mr. Whittaker?
In Lucy's defense, Kurt, she only told me because she was concerned about you. I was concerned about you, too. That's why we went to your house.
You went to my house? Oh, this can't be happening.
Well, your father seemed like a very nice man.
A little forgetful, but nice.
It's early. The bottles don't come out until around 12.
Kurt, your father has a problem that millions of people have. With help, he can...
Mr. Whittaker, you're talking to the wrong person. My dad doesn't want help.
Oh, well, how about you?
What about me?
Do you want some help?
Me? Why do I need help?
Well, because your dad does. And living with him must affect you.
Not me, Mr. Whittaker. Like I said, I can handle it. I have for a long time.
But don't you ever feel like you want someone to talk to? I would.
Really? How would you know what you'd do? Or what it feels like? Your parents are great. Your house is normal. You can't know. Why is everybody an expert about this all of a sudden? I knew this would happen. Everybody changes as soon as they find out.
Yes, some things will change now that we know, Kurt. You've been carrying this secret your whole life. You don't have to carry it alone anymore. We're your friends. It might help to know that you can talk to us if you need to.
But I don't need to. There's nothing to talk about. I just want everything to be like it was. I'll be me and you guys treat me the same way you always have. I don't want it to be a big deal, okay?
It hurts, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't hurt. I don't feel anything. I don't want to talk about this anymore, all right? Please, don't make me talk about it.
But, Kurt...
I want to fish.
All right, Kurt. We'll leave you alone. Just so you know that we care about you. And we'll listen if you ever need us to.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Thanks.
See you.
Bye.
Later.
He's so stubborn. Why wouldn't he talk to us?
Well, he has to do it when he's ready. You can't carry the kind of load he's been carrying and expect to simply drop it because someone asks you to. He's had his whole life to build up defenses. For some, it's the only way to cope in an alcoholic home. Build your defenses and keep secrets.
What are we supposed to do?
Well, you know the answer to that.
Pray for him?
And his father.
Okay.
And maybe I'll pay another visit in a few days. His dad asked me to come back sometime, right?
Right. It's got to be pretty tough to put up with all this, keep it a secret for so long.
Well, I'm sure he's not as tough as he wants us to think.
Here, fishy, fishy, fish. Come. Get your lunch.
This is Chuck Bolte, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. Today's adventure doesn't have the happy ending that we're used to in Odyssey because the fact is there is no easy answer to a problem like the one that Kurt faces. Witt's right, though. The best thing we can do is pray. But if you know of someone in Kurt's situation, talk to your parents or to your pastor about it. They may have suggestions on other ways that you can help. You can also write to us here in Odyssey and ask about the materials we have on helping alcoholics and their families. The address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. And in Canada, that's P.O. Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. That's also where you can write to us to ask about how you can get a copy of today's broadcast called Home is Where the Hurt Is. Once again, the address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. We do care, and we want to help. Chris?
Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.